It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. That's right. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station, and today we're discussing intercultural relationships. That's right. Not to be mixed up with interracial relationships, but intercultural. Have you ever considered dating someone who's from, looks like you, but from another culture? To my Caribbean people out there, have you ever dated an American? To anyone out there, have you ever crossed the waters and actually dated a Caribbean person? A person of color from Mexico, South America, from, I've seen some, one black Scottish guy on Tinder. Would you? That's the question today. As we examine intercultural relationships, let's go back into history. There was once this woman, great queen, by the name of Cleopatra, and Julius Caesar, I think you heard about him in school. Well, while he was trying to court her, well, we can call this intercultural dating, he presented her with a gift. The sister didn't even open the gift. Cleopatra, this fine black girl, looked upon Caesar's face and said, "What can you give me that Egypt has not already?" I'm telling you, intercultural relationships through history have always been there. Imagine Michelle Obama eating at her in-laws. That was definitely intercultural when it came to the potato salad and any raisins or extra things going on. When I look around the world and see the influence of beautiful marriages and people needing to consider dating outside of the tradition, we go back into my childhood where I looked in and saw a lot of interracial marriages in my family, nieces and nephews, everyone everywhere, but there was a sliding in the difference between how black women felt about black men dating. And so me personally, I didn't care about what other people were doing until you get the experience, not interracial. That's not the topic for today. Intercultural. When I got to Ghana, there was this fine boy in which I saw, his name was Tajani. He ended up being a scam artist in the end, but I actually learned a lot in this trip. Interculturally, I found myself not there for a man, but for the experience of the culture and seeing and learning how men were different in his culture and how they viewed family life and even dating or religious cultures. So many distinct differences and beautiful things about Ghana. I knew, looking outside of my own race, that through examining others' behaviors, I noticed that a particular group had gone to Bangkok, leaving their wives to come home happily for holiday season. And then when I got to Ghana, I noticed the tables had turned as far as gender was concerned. The other group of people who did not look like me filled the hotel rooms, elderly white women everywhere. And when I tell you, they had young Ghanaian boyfriends coming out of the room, young enough to be the grandson, I knew that she was going home to her husband, yes, but her intercultural relationship experience was there. So walking down the streets of Ghana, you would see them. It didn't matter how old she was or how she looked. They walked proudly with their money bags. And what all really surprised me, I spoke to one of the women. She was from England, and she frequented, you know, her husband went to Bangkok twice a year and she went to Ghana. Intercultural relationships, by coming and having that experience for her as a white woman, she got a chance to have that intercultural thing. So, you know, I'm not giving an opinion on how I feel about the situation, because I had not experienced the intercultural. Only the business scam from the Ghanaian guy, not the relationships that she was dealing with. But of course, you know that this is no different when you're dealing on her scale of the sex industry, which is not the topic for today, but we often don't look at it as such. These are survival means. This is why young men are proud to walk around with someone who is securing the bag for them and their family. Now, I've seen some of the most beautiful, beautiful ways that intercultural relationships have worked. In particular, there's one woman who, there's a lot of unsung Facebook sheroes. One sister in particular has a set of twins, beautiful older son. I became Facebook friends. This sister always had such love in her post that she posted, and strength and rawness, that you couldn't help but be inspired. And I got inspired. Look at me, 5 years later, I got inspired by her to get the passport after watching her just casually travel this earth, going to I'll go here for a wedding, not up the street, around the corner, another state, in another country. So when she came around and I saw through social media, the woman before the man, the woman once she met him, the marriage, and here it is 2 years later, there are so many unsung heroes on Facebook social media, and their marriage is so amazing. These are the pictures that you see when all the family members are wearing matching outfits, the fusion of two cultures, when she uses the Nigerian vernacular and teaches us so much because of her experience. It just planted this seed for us to consider. All the sisters who are on the opposite side of this, who wouldn't be opposed to anything but the black man, look at yourself. Look at your condition right now, and it's no sliding to any brothers, but it's saying simply because black men have already received the gift, the opportunity, and the blessing to operate, live, and breathe as much as you do. Open up. Be open-minded. And get you some girlfriend. Get into the cultural experience. You can't tell me if you don't enjoy some Jamaican food, oxtail, pot tea, then how about get to know a Jamaican? It's just that simple. When you look at the advantages of intercultural relationships, there comes language. The opportunity to just listen and learn a new language. When you're with someone from a whole entire different culture, the food becomes something that you learn to open up to. Your palate for something you've always liked and loved. You might like Italian men. You never know. If you really, really love Italian food, there's something to try. Try before you buy. Intercultural relationships, people. Consider the advantages of travel. That's right. Knowing that that person lives in another place that you can see and meet their relatives. The potential to travel, that's a perk to be in an intercultural relationship. Also, talent. We think of music and talent and understand that music is so universal. When you decide to go into intercultural relationships, suddenly their music, even if you don't understand the words, the rhythms, man, the rhythms, and just what music is, opens you up. So there's so much when you're able to share with someone that you love in the intercultural fusion of just music, food, And also, not just travel, but business. Think about it. In intercultural relationships, it's an opportunity for mega business on a global scale, because you are aligning two problems from two different cultures along with two solutions. Two people get it done bigger and better than independently. Yes, independently you are a badass, but collectively, two cultures, knowing even what your culture likes about the other culture, to actually, that's three businesses right there in which you're able to service both, as well as cross-culturally with both sustaining. If the Caribbean people are shipping sea moss and that's your side hustle because your bae happens to be a Jamaican person, hey, there you go, there's your solution. Be open-minded. Being open-minded is a requirement for an intercultural relationship to work. Seeing value in that individual in order to build trust, and just living your organic self. Like the same way you get turned on by the tones and the way they speak, their dialect, they get turned on by you too. Come on, be open-minded to the experience. Limitless blessings. You know, when we say those things on each and every show on Freedom Friday, it's not just about money, honey. It's about your self-love. Not just your self-love, and also the love that you receive, the value in that love, the quality of that love. Sometimes people have a high net worth but low value system. When you open up to an intercultural relationship, I feel a bit biased and watching the marriages growing. Listen, to give a challenge to black women out there to say, hey, give it an opportunity, because you deserve to live this lifetime experiencing love. Why? Black woman, you are unstoppable, talented, and there is a world filled with beautiful men of your liking who are melanated brothers, and you can also find a talented, unstoppable brother as your complement. There's an extraordinary experience that comes with traveling. Think about it. Have you ever gone somewhere foreign to you? The fear of the unknown surpassed by the blisses. Enjoy those moments that you did know. Self-actualize that into a person, your complement. Be open-minded that there will be changes. If you decide to go into an intercultural relationship, believe you me, all your rap music and all of your themes, you gotta make room for the changes. That's right. Sometimes it's not just the music, but also the changes in dietary things. It could be religion and intercultural fusion that a person happens to be. I've seen some very black, super black, darker than my complexion black people all over the world who may not be claimed as black. You could go to India and their skin is black, so it's still intercultural if that is something that you're open to. As far as the motherland in Kenya, the cradle of civilization, South Africa, where you get your choices, you have, out of the womb of one black woman comes colored and black children. And in the country of South Africa, if you ever decided to date a South African, be a white boy. You could be a colored man or a black man. That's always been a little something in the historical books I haven't quite understood, but there are options for the very rich South African culture. And don't forget, go back into the logs on my Anchor podcast and you'll be able to catch one of the episodes where I met the president, former president of South Africa, the one man who came after Nelson Mandela, President Jay-Z, Jacob Zuma, in a hotel, Best Western, in Dubai, bye boo. So go back into the logs and hear about that. But intercultural relationships will get you everywhere. When you look at the fact that, hey, Data Kenyan man, understand that real estate will cost you 3 acres, maybe less than $500. Get you some businesses, ranches, farms. Expand your horizons. An intercultural relationship could have you sitting on businesses all over this planet. Being in love with someone who has your back and open to the new culture and just enjoying, embracing, and taking advantage of every opportunity. Limitless blessings as we constantly, constantly receive ourselves as the beneficiaries of our ancestors. Given a new perspective, Black women, give a new perspective on what you think love looks like. Black woman, as we close out March, Women's History Month, do something historical for yourself, girl. That's right. You know, you got dating applications out here. You order it like you order food. You could just swipe. Don't get caught up. Don't get scammed in the meantime. Because, you know, there is a group of people out there scamming. Posting and holding people in their lives 90 days before they drop the question. A certain time period before they ask that question that has nothing to do with marrying you. But everything to do with put some money on my card. So go with caution. But also understand there's so many. It's like, sis, how do I find these men? Do I gotta come out there to Dubai and find these men? I'm glad you asked. You know, in this part of the world, a man can have more than one wife if he can afford it. And when I've walked through the malls, these wives walk together, some happy sisters, best friends, in red bottom shoes, in 2035 Louis Vuitton handbags and clutches. Darling. In the West, baby mothers are not getting along. Men are not affording to pay child support, but multiplying. And women are not communicating. They're not gathering the children, that the children are growing up together. In intercultural relationships, just the thought of what happens in America in expanding one's own experience outside in the world. Being a kept woman. All these different definitions, whatever road that a person chooses, intercultural relationships could mean so many different things. Changes of a person's religion. One person has one belief system, someone believes another thing, and how those two can still love each other. I'm telling you, not just the most positive things, but the things to consider in asking every Black woman this History Month. Since last month was Black History Month, and this month, let's just make Women's History Month by loving on ourselves. Get out there, love out loud, and consider the possibility of waking up, traveling to another country, meeting the family members, experiencing the culture, the nightlife. Every time I go to a different country, the nightlife, from Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, at Senior Frogs, to dancing on the west coast of Africa on a Wednesday night, to listening to jazz on the east coast shores of Tanzania. I'm telling you, the intercultural relationships to travel, see places you've never seen before and not be a tourist because you're in the safety of the loved one, cared for by the cousins. You won't be robbed this time around because you're in an intercultural relationship that protects you. It's so honored to have this lovely American woman. And since we're traveling, let's be cautious and say, while you might want to experience this, look at the green card system. Some people are out here willing to make you a black woman who got kids and don't own a home. Plenty of wealthy people out here will say, hey, let's get married. Because that's why I want to move to America. Here is your house. It is a business. When you've been separated through slavery, it's a real healing in intercultural relationships. When you've been separated through the dysfunction of knowing the value behind marriage as it relates to various cultures around the world, then as an African American, we have to actually seek ye first and discover for ourselves our own historical journeys that were snatched from us. What does it look like? Can you live? How is it going living off of just love? Raising kids and paying bills off of love? Taking trips and flying? Everything that he offers, and the only thing he can offer is love and leave babies with endless women. And the next woman is gung-ho based on his phenotype of his eyes, his hair, his build. All of those things should not be factors, black woman, my sisters of America. But business. Be about your business. Everybody gets all caught up in secure, the bag, the last word, bag, but the first word is secure. Be very secure in yourself. And be very business-minded. Ensure that if you're going to do intercultural dating, you better level up. You better step to nothing more than your level up, your equal, your complement that brings the increase through both. Your level up. Intercultural relationships can be such a beautiful, wonderful opportunity for people to experience love. Black woman, don't be closed-minded and just settle. That's all I'm saying. And sometimes you'll hear a group of black women who just given up. Just don't. And I'm here to tell you, it's a whole lot of great places filled with men, filled with life, filled with love and opportunity. This show is really today not just about intercultural relationships, but the love, sisters, the love that you deserve, the value and pricelessness that you see when you look in the mirror. When you step to the world, don't just limit yourself to step into America. Go beyond the borders. Sometimes you read an article about someone taking a DNA swab and finding out that they're princess somewhere. Take your DNA swab, find a man from your tribe. Let's try that challenge. I would love to hear from anyone out there about your intercultural relationships. I want to hear about all the stories about the marriages of people coming together from two different cultures. If you have a story, please reach out to Queen Sunny Honey, and I'd be delighted to interview you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. It's just a beautiful expression to close out this month of March as I go into spring break today. Yes, that's right. It's spring break over here. It was also Mother's Day this past week here in the Middle East. So everywhere in Africa and the Middle East, happy Mother's Day out there. Thank you again, guys, and limitless blessings to you and yours. Until next time, do bye-bye, boo.